COVID, Omicron.
I represent science.
But also there will be a surprise outbreak.
An epidemic.
Vaccine.
We will eliminate you.
Vaccine.
We will eliminate you.
Vaccine.
We will eliminate you.
Get that vaccine.
God did answer our prayers.
He made them come up with a vaccine. And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say I'm vaccinated.
Suck Satan's cock.
Hello, greetings and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Free Your Consciousness. I'm Doug Michael. My website, DougMichaelTruth.com. It is December 24th, 2021 at the time of this recording. Thank you once again for joining me. I really appreciate your time and attention. Despite some of the news I'm going to share with you today, ladies and gentlemen, I do hope that you're keeping well. I do give you warm wishes for the holiday season. I hope you can get together with your family and enjoy yourself a little bit. Although, Fauci,
I represent science,
says that you should turn away family members who haven't taken the kill shot.
Get that vaccine.
God did answer our prayers. He made them come up with a vaccine.
Suck Satan's cock.
And also, nitwit in chief we have here. I watched a few minutes of him giving his stupid little speech saying that it's going to be a long winter of illness and death for the unvaxxed.
Omicron.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the propaganda is relentless. They're not stopping with this. They're going to keep pushing their agenda. And I did watch a film that I'll post on the website of people in New York City being arrested for not having their little vaccine passport. Your papers, please. This is what it's coming to. If we look at what's been happening in places like Australia, that's the same model they want for the rest of the world. It really is time for people to begin to really get a firm grasp on what's happening here. This is the New World Order agenda amping up. They really want to put the capstone on the pyramid, so to speak. And they're not stopping, like I said. So I do have about a dozen or so articles I'd like to share with you today. Again, I hope you're navigating the apocalypse as best you can, keeping well and keeping sane amidst all of this nonsense that we see occurring.
Omicron.
First piece I have today for you, ladies and gentlemen, this is from Reuters. This was posted a couple weeks ago, and here's the headline. Exclusive IMF, 10 countries simulate cyber attack on global financial system. Ladies and gentlemen, as we know, when they have drills, 9 times out of 10 later on, those events happen. Again, let me remind you of Event 201, which occurred in October of 2019, simulating an outbreak of a coronavirus. 5 months later, the entire world was going into lockdown.
COVID.
This article reads in part, Jerusalem, Israel on Thursday led a 10-country simulation of a major cyber attack on the global financial system in an attempt to increase cooperation that could help to minimize any potential damage to financial markets and banks. The simulated war game, as Israel's finance ministry called it and planned over the past year, evolved over 10 days with sensitive data emerging on the dark web. The simulation also used fake news reports that in the scenario caused chaos in global markets and a run on banks. I'll leave it there, ladies and gentlemen. Again, as a reminder to people listening on the Podbean platform, if you go to DougMichaelTruth.com and click view the show links, all the articles I'm sourcing will be listed there so you could look at them more in depth for yourself if you want to do that. So this, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's going to be one of the next major moves we'll probably see happen in 2022. I don't like to make predictions, but I definitely believe that a big part of the agenda is going to be to collapse the financial system. They want to institute a digital cashless society, eliminate cash, and, you know, create a more restrictive system. So I think it's very, very likely that sometime this year, this upcoming year, we'll see a collapse in the financial markets. So again, I would advise people to be ready for that. Maybe get your money out of the banks. Maybe get stocked up on canned goods, water, medical supplies, ammo, things like that, again, that you think might be practical. Not a bad idea. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the other day, my good friend Tony and I went to a pub just to have a couple beers during the day, you know, and it was pretty crowded. And they had two signs It's a privately owned business. There were two signs on the door. One that listed the mandate, because New York State brought back mask mandates as per our shithead governor.
God did answer our prayers.
Suck Satan's cock.
And they had another sign next to the mandate saying, basically, we don't want to enforce this, but they're threatening us with heavy fines, so please cooperate. And, you know, I'm not going to mess with a small business. So I wrapped a scarf around my face. But this past weekend, I went to three or four different stores, one big one, Walmart, and then a couple of grocery store chain stores in our area. And I was the only one in those places not wearing a face diaper. And no one said anything. I remember last year, you'd have the self-appointed mask police, you know, where you got to wear a mask, you know, all that shit. But I didn't have to, I didn't deal with any of that. And I thought for sure in Walmart, they'd have the mask cops come and try to force me. But no, nobody said a damn thing. So I think in a way, a lot more people are seeing through it. A lot of people still complying, but I think a lot more people are starting to wake up and see that this whole thing is bullshit. Oh, and another thing too, I'll post this video on the website for you, ladies and gentlemen.
We will eliminate you.
That lying fucking con man, okay? And you still got people out there that think the Trumpster is going to come back and save them, that this guy's not on the purse strings of Big Pharma.
Mostly Jews.
Yeah, you were duped. He's a con man like all the rest of them. He's one of them. And let me tell you, he is indebted to the Rothschild bankers.
Mostly Jews.
And when that happens, they own you. They bailed him out of a bankruptcy years ago. I believe it was a project that fell through in Chicago. But again, once you are indebted to the bankers, they own you, and you will do what they tell you. It's come out, apparently, that the Trumpster...
We will eliminate you.
Flew on Epstein's Lolita Express 6 times. What you doing hanging out with Epstein, huh? Yeah, we know what went on that island. He's just another one of them. And people need to realize that this is not a political problem we face. It's a moral problem, first and foremost. And they need to get their heads out of their asses and stop believing in this political system. It's corrupt from top to bottom. They put this guy up as an anti-establishment candidate. He is the establishment. He was surrounded by the swamp. Drain the swamp, yeah. And this guy's braggadocing about how he warp-speeded this vaccine to market to help with...
COVID.
Yeah, lying through his teeth. I'll post a video for you. And I think it was an interview with Candace Owens, and he's saying, oh, we've saved a lot of lives. No, Donnie, people are dying that are getting the fucking poison shots. The hospitals are filling up with people that have taken that fucking poison.
COVID.
And still people, like I mentioned in the last talk, ladies and gentlemen, people cannot put two and two together. We've had about 320 pro athletes dropping in the middle of their, you know, whatever respective game they're playing, whether they're soccer players, hockey players, football players, whatever. 320 or so have dropped while playing. Half of those people have died.
Omicron.
Next piece I have. This is from Daily Exposé, ladies and gentlemen. Triple and double vaccinated accounted for 4 in every 5 COVID-19 deaths in England over the past month, despite most vulnerable getting booster in October.
COVID.
Bring out your dead.
They can still kill you.
Get that vaccine.
We will eliminate you.
They can still kill you.
Reads in part, the latest figures published by the new UK Health Security Agency on COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths show that the vaccinated population still accounted for 4 in every 5 COVID-19 deaths over the past 4 weeks, even though those who are deemed to be the most vulnerable to COVID-19 received their booster jab in September and October. They're depopulating the planet, ladies and gentlemen, with their bullshit.
COVID.
Get that vaccine.
They can still kill you.
And not only that, ladies and gentlemen, with what's been shown to be contained in these bioweapons, you know, nanotechnology, self-replicating nanotech, graphene oxide, they're also, amplifying the transhuman agenda. I think those who actually survive this shit are being altered. We know that this is gene therapy. It's not a vaccine at all. It's gene therapy. So the ones that survive it, what's going to happen to them? How will they be genetically modified over time? This is just unbelievable. And this article contains some charts. It'll show you the numbers. I'll post this for you, ladies and gentlemen, so you can take a look at it for yourself. Share the information with anyone you think might be interested in it. Next piece I have, this is bigleaguepolitics.com, the headline. Bill Gates admits that coronavirus vaccines only slightly reduce transmission.
An epidemic.
Bring out today!
This is from December 16th, ladies and gentlemen. Reads in part, globalist oligarch Bill Gates made a candid admission about the nature of coronavirus vaccines speaking last month at an event of the British think tank Policy Exchange, stating that the medicine only slightly, quote, reduces the actual spread of coronavirus.
An epidemic.
We will eliminate you.
Omicron.
How about that? So this scumfuck who's been pushing this poison for the last 2 years, now admits, oh, the medicine only slightly reduces the actual spread. Uh-huh. Scumbag eugenicist. And now what are they doing? Pushing boosters left and right, and you've still got your knuckleheads that are going out there doing whatever the fucking TV tells them. Get your booster. What's it going to be, a year or two from now? You got to get a booster every week? Some places are starting to institute the vaccine passport policy where you can't get groceries unless you have your card. I mean, when are we going to stop complying with this en masse? It's the only way out. We need to stop complying. And that article goes on, ladies and gentlemen. I'll post that for you on the website as well. I will find that video of Trumpster lying through his teeth, taking credit. Yeah. You want to take credit? The blood's on your hands, fucker.
COVID. They can still kill you.
We will eliminate you.
Next piece I have here is from Natural News, ladies and gentlemen. The headline, Fauci orders Americans to comply with yearly boosters, which will no doubt soon become monthly spike protein injections.
I represent science.
Another fraud. How come he's not in prison? Or swinging from a fucking lamppost. In a world that wasn't run by criminals, maybe. Okay, this article reads in part, the great liar Tony Fauci is now claiming that Americans may require a yearly booster shot to keep his coronavirus at bay.
COVID.
After recently suggesting that the fully vaccinated classification could soon require 3 injections instead of just 2, Fauci is once again upping the ante to yearly injections that we expect will eventually turn into monthly injections. Should we be expecting yearly boosters, asked ABC's This Week host George Stephanopoulos. Quote, if it becomes necessary to get yet another booster, then we'll just have to deal with it when that occurs, Fauci responded, the insinuation being that it is coming.
COVID. I represent science.
But also there will be a surprise outbreak.
Fauci added that it is, quote, tough to tell at the current moment, but knowing how Fauci operates, he will change his mind in a few days and start recommending daily boosters in order to fight the
Omicron
variant. Omicron. Yeah, that reminds me, when we were in the pub the other day, ladies and gentlemen, they had the televisions on, and that's all it was
Omicron.
And, President Scumfuck's plan to deal with it. Biden has a plan to deal with the
Omicron.
Yeah, and it was like all he was doing was pushing the
get that vaccine.
The shots. This article goes on. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla is loving all this booster rhetoric, by the way. Fauci is doing Bourla a huge favor by paving the way for endless injections, each of which adds more profits to Bourla's bank account and stock holdings. Bourla, of course, insists that a third booster dose is, quote, highly effective at fighting
Omicron.
And he is now eagerly adopting the notion from Fauci that a fourth one will be even more highly effective. And, were there any new variants announced today? I'm sure by the end of the week we'll see about 10 more new variants. Quote, when we see real-world data, we'll determine if the Omicron is well covered by the third dose and for how long, Bourla told CNBC's Squawk Box. Fauci says COVID vaccines don't provide protection, but Americans should still get boosted. Fauci fully agrees that the first two injections are useless now in terms of protecting against moronic sniffles, which is naturally why he is pushing Americans to take a third and fourth injection. Quote, if you want to be optimally protected, absolutely get a booster, said Fauci.
Vaccinate.
And this piece goes on, ladies and gentlemen, that will be posted for you on DougMichaelTruth.com as well. Next piece I have, this is also from Natural News, posted December 16th. The headline, immunization expert warns that COVID-vaccinated people are the real threat to public health.
Get that vaccine, get that vaccine, get that vaccine.
We will eliminate you.
They can still kill you.
Former vice president of the World Health Organization, European Advisory Group of Experts in Immunization, Christian Perrone, has warned that the real threat to public health is not unvaccinated people, but rather vaccinated people who took the jabs in obedience to the government. Yes, again, if you remember, when David and I talked about this probably a year and a half ago, what they term spike protein shedding, in which people who got the shot can actually shed the illness to people who haven't. The article goes on, a specialist in tropical pathologies and emerging infectious diseases, Perrone says that vaccinated people are the ones who, quote, should be put in quarantine and isolated from the society because they are the ones shedding illness onto others. And ladies and gentlemen, we've seen by now well over 100,000 health professionals, epidemiologists, virologists, scientists, basically saying the same thing. We've had tens of thousands of healthcare workers, nurses in hospitals coming forward saying we're seeing people damaged by this alleged vaccine.
Get that vaccine, get that vaccine, get that vaccine.
They can still kill you.
The article goes on, it's proven in Israel now. They're having big problems. Severe cases in the hospitals are among vaccinated people. And in UK also, you have the larger vaccination program and also there are problems. News of this utterly panicked a working group of the Chinese virus pandemic in France. Perrone further explained because the spread of this news could spark pandemonium among the general populace. Goes on, quote, fully vaccinated people account for 85 to 90% of hospitalizations, he said. We are opening more and more COVID branches. The effectiveness of vaccines is declining or disappearing. This goes on too, ladies and gentlemen. But this is the point, is that last year, during the height of this pandemic, in the epicenter, which was allegedly Queens, New York, hospitals were empty. Now, a year later, after they've rolled out these jabs, now suddenly the hospitals are filling up with people that are getting sick. Pro athletes are dropping across the world, and still the average normie cannot, you know, put this together. It's not that hard. The bioweapons are hurting and killing people.
Get that vaccine, get that vaccine, get that vaccine, get that vaccine.
And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say I'm vaccinated.
Suck Satan's car.
Next piece I have also from Natural News. I found a bunch of good stuff lately on that website. Here's the headline. CDC projects deaths to hit 15,600 per week in the U.S., but blames the deaths on COVID, not the vaccine.
COVID.
Reads in part, there are now more Wuhan coronavirus cases in the U.K. than ever before. 78,610 were recorded on December 15th. The U.K. is set to break that record in the coming days and weeks as new mutations of coronavirus spike protein start to take hold of the population, regardless of vaccine status.
Bring out your dead!
Meanwhile, the Centers for Death and Corruption is projecting COVID deaths to hit 15,600 per week in the U.S. as experimental vaccines draw the fully vaccinated into the hospitals for another round of isolation, disease, and withheld treatments. The CDC is blaming this new wave of hospitalization and death on
COVID
and the unvaxxed. However, the rise in severe disease and hospitalization is fully vaccinated is so great that the data is no longer clear. CDC continues to defraud the public with faulty PCR tests and destructive genetic experiments. Now, as of the end of this year, as I mentioned in the last talk, the CDC is pulling the PCR because of massive false positives. We reported that a year and a half ago that these alleged tests were creating false positives. So what happens? Someone gets a sniffle or a cough, and they rush out to get tested, get a false positive. They're diagnosed with
COVID
or
Omicron.
And, yeah, they're certainly not given ivermectin. My God, this is just getting so fucked up. Throughout the entirety of the COVID-19 scandal, the CDC approved wide-scale distribution of PCR tests with high cycle threshold that cannot differentiate non-infectious viral debris from a real symptom-specific respiratory illness. Yet for some reason, states are utilizing these PCR tests as the basis for all their data surrounding COVID-19 while using the fraudulent results as a way to deprive people of their civil liberties. The medical fraud was compounded by the CDC's new PCR testing rule, which is used exclusively for the vaccinated to limit the number of breakthrough COVID cases and conceal the failures of the vaccines. This deceptive CDC rule instructed laboratories to only report COVID-19 cases in the vaccinated when the amplification cycles are dialed down to 28 and below, almost guaranteeing a negative test result. Meanwhile, COVID cases could still be fraudulently counted in the unvaccinated using high cycle thresholds over 28, which are almost guaranteed to deliver a false positive. The CDC went even further with their medical maleficence and allowed hospitals to classify dead vaxxed people as unvaccinated deaths. This whole thing, ladies and gentlemen, is a fraud and a scam from start to finish. The PCR tests, which cannot distinguish different types of coronavirus strains, all right, so then how are they saying people have the
Omicron
if they can't even distinguish different strains? But the real statistic to watch for is the surge in death that continues to take place in fully vaccinated populations. The CDC predicts a 73% surge in death over the Christmas weekend, and it is projected to be a problem witnessed mostly in fully vaxxed communities. This piece goes on too, ladies and gentlemen. This is unbelievable. That they're still even using these faulty PCR tests is just unreal.
COVID. Bring out today!
God did answer our prayers. He made them come up with a vaccine. They can still kill you.
Get that vaccine.
We will eliminate you.
Next piece I have for you, ladies and gentlemen, this is from the expose posted December 15th. And here's the headline. New study finds the COVID-19 vaccine is to blame for 98% of cases of myocarditis among children. Reads in part, the American Heart Association has published a new study which has found that 98% of all cases of myocarditis among children are due to the mRNA COVID-19 injections.
Get that vaccine.
Yeah, tell that to one of the normies. Show them that it's the American Heart Association that's saying it, and they'll look at you like you have four heads. You cannot even show them the data right from the mainstream sources. They're just going to believe whatever some scumbag newsreader tells them on CNN or NBC, and they're going to listen to their doctors who are misinforming them and go do whatever they're told. Get your boosters. Yeah. The new study was conducted by dozens of doctors and scientists from several universities, children's hospitals, and schools of medicine across the USA, and was published on the American Heart Association's journal Circulation on December 6, 2021. The researchers investigated 139 children and young adults with 140 episodes of suspected myocarditis, of which 49 were confirmed and 91 were probable. Most of the patients were male, and the median age was 15.8 years. There's charts attached to this article, which you'll find under the View the Show Links tab, ladies and gentlemen. I'll just leave that one there. So we know that these fake vaccines are causing massive heart problems, in children, in athletes, and in just really so many people that have been coerced into taking this poison.
We will eliminate you.
Next piece I have here from the propaganda rag Daily Mail. Here's the headline. Pfizer will test 3 doses of COVID vaccine in kids under 5 after finding 2 shots in babies and toddlers fails to produce expected immunity. So, ladies and gentlemen, the human race is being used in a massive global genetic experiment. And the parents that want to give up their little kids to this shit, man, shame on them. Shame on them. How would you allow your kids to be uncompensated test subjects for Big Pharma? Brainless, I'll tell you. And here's just a few highlights here. Pfizer said 2 jabs failed to produce the expected immunity in babies and preschoolers. Well, shoot them up anyway. A preliminary analysis found 2 to 4 years old immune responses wasn't as strong as expected to the loose dose jabs for younger children. If 3 doses prove successful, Pfizer and its partner BioNTech said they would apply for emergency authorization sometime in the first half of 2022. Got to get that poison into the kids, you know? Third shot will come at least 2 months after the youngster's second dose. The setback comes as COVID cases are spiking and the Omicron variant is taking hold in the U.S. I mean, how anyone can still think this has anything to do with a pandemic is just astounding to me. So there you go. Pfizer's going to start testing your kids now. They're going to keep pushing this. They're bringing in the vaccine passports. They're going to make it so you cannot buy and sell without proof of your jab. And again, I will post a video of those people that got arrested in New York City. In one case, it was a veteran. I think he was in a Panera Bread. And he already had paid for his order. And the cops took this guy out in handcuffs because he did not have a vaccine passport. Let that sink in, ladies and gentlemen. This is where we're headed if we allow it. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there that, for some reason, they think if they ignore the negative, that it'll go away. It's that bullshit New Age concept that if you focus on the negative, you give it your energy. That is such bullshit. You shine a light on the darkness so that it could be exposed and then we can contemplate solutions. Next piece from RT is from December 17th. The headline, heart inflammation cases confirmed in kids after Pfizer jabs. The U.S. CDC has reported 8 cases of myocarditis, a potentially deadly type of heart inflammation, in elementary school students who received the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine.
Get that vaccine.
They can still kill you.
You know, because kids develop heart problems all the time. You know, it has nothing to do with this poison bioweapon, right? Reads in part, as of December 10th, the CDC said it had received 14 reports of myocarditis among children aged 5 to 11 years old who received the shot. Of these, it said 8 reports involving 4 boys and 4 girls met the agency's working case definition for the inflammation. 5 out of the 14 cases reported are still being followed up on. Of the 8 accepted by the agency, 6 came after receiving the second dose of the Pfizer shot, the only vaccine available for the age group. Who would do this to their children? I'll show another video I found this morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's a woman who walked into, I think it was a CVS pharmacy, and asked the pharmacist for the package insert on the Moderna injection, which is what this particular pharmacy was giving the Moderna shots. And she opened it up and showed the pharmacist how the damn page was blank. And she asked him the question, how can anyone give informed consent? And it looked like the pharmacist was genuinely blown away by it and couldn't answer her. So I'll post that video for you too, ladies and gentlemen. Next piece, this is from Zero Hedge. The headline, CDC advisors back use of Pfizer, Moderna vaccines over Johnson & Johnson.
Get that vaccine.
We will eliminate you.
Suck Satan's cock.
Reads in part, a panel of health advisors to the CDC voted Thursday unanimously that adults seeking boosters should go with Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna rather than Johnson & Johnson. That's because the J&J are causing blood clots. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices voted 15-0 that the mRNA vaccines are preferred to the J&J vaccine because they're the safest and most effective. Total load of bullshit. None of them are safe and effective to killing people. Bioweapons. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky is expected to decide whether to adopt the panel's advice as agency policy later today. Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine has been linked to rare forms of blood clotting.
Bring out your dad!
A panel of experts who advise the Center for Disease Control and Prevention on vaccines is meeting Thursday to discuss updates to a severe condition linked to Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine. The panel will listen to presentations by CDC officials on thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome, TTS, which U.S. drug regulators say has a causal relationship with the jab, according to a draft agenda for the meeting. The syndrome is a combination of blood clots and low blood platelet levels. This piece goes on too, ladies and gentlemen. It'll be posted for you to read. But that's the main gist of it. So now the CDC, the Johnson & Johnson shots, they're causing clots. Yeah, we told you that 2 years ago. The reports were overwhelming. A lot of researchers out there have been talking about this for the last 21 months. No one listens, though, because the tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorists, what do they know? Even though we've been right the whole time. Unbelievable. You know, keep watching CNN. You know, run by pedophiles. Next piece. This is also from Zero Hedge. Heavily vaccinated northeastern states struggle with surging hospitalizations. This is from December 14th, reads in part. Fortunately, Pfizer is just about ready to roll out its new COVID pill because case numbers are rising rapidly in the northeastern U.S., a part of the country that was previously overlooked because of high vaccination rates and relatively low COVID numbers. But now, emergency rooms across the region, which includes much of the Empire State, as well as the six states that comprise New England, are overflowing while infection rates soar. CDC data clearly shows the spike in hospitalizations. What a coincidence, huh?
COVID. Omicron.
Get that vaccine.
We will eliminate you.
Admissions involving patients with COVID climbed 14.4% across the U.S. in the week ended December 9th, according to the Department of Health and Human Services. In New England, the rate was more than double, 33.5%. This latest surge is happening in what is perhaps the most vaccinated area of the U.S. In Massachusetts, where 88% of the population has at least one dose, the state is planning to send out more than 2 million rapid antigen tests to the poorest communities, according to Governor Charlie Munger. Just a few days ago, New York Governor Kathy Hochul,
God did answer our prayers.
Suck Satan's cock.
Ordered masks to be worn inside all businesses in the state, largely because cases and hospitalizations have been climbing upstate and in western New York.
Omicron.
Since Thanksgiving, New York State's 7-day average case rate has increased 43% and hospitalizations have increased 29%. The percentage of vaccinated Americans has increased about 2 percentage points in the same period, clearly not fast enough to curb the spread of the virus. And you know what they're saying, ladies and gentlemen? These fucking doctors and the news people and people like Fauci and Biden, this is what they're saying. Well, yeah, the vaccines are making people sick, but they would have been sicker if they hadn't gotten the shots. Get the fuck out of here. I mean, my dipshit doctor a few months ago said that to me. I had an appointment, and he asked me if I had received the bioweapon. Well, he didn't say it like that. And I just played it off. I said, you know, I'm kind of going to talk it over with my primary, and, you know, because of my condition, I'm a bit hesitant. And he said this. He said, I think you'll be okay. Oh, well, that's good enough for me. And he said the same thing. And they must be instructed, you know, from the same song sheet from the CDC or the WHO. He said, yes, the shots are making people sick, but they would be sicker without it. And how the fuck could anyone know that? And people believe it because, after all, she's a doctor and he's got a degree. He's smarter than me. And people believe it because they're mindless sheep. As far as hospitalizations go, Maine, New Hampshire, and New York have all activated the National Guard to help hospitals treat COVID patients. Yeah, and they need them too because so many healthcare workers have walked away rather than take the jab. They've been fired because of these mandates. So they're bringing in the military as the numbers of hospitalized increase and the numbers of healthcare workers decrease. New Hampshire, which has the highest 7-day case rate of any state in the U.S., also is sending residents free at-home rapid COVID tests. Hey, throw them in the garbage. Within a day of the November 29th offer to send tests to any resident, all 800,000 tests were taken. Another round was pledged, but none have been delivered. Yeah, Mayor de Blasio of New York City is saying the same thing. They're going to send you free testing kits. And so, I'll read a little bit more of this. Moving south toward the Mid-Atlantic region, we have the Garden State, New Jersey, which is seeing a similar trend of rising hospitalizations. In New Jersey, where hospitalizations are at the highest since the end of April, most of the new cases are among the unvaccinated, but the state is seeing more infections among those who have had 2 doses of the vaccine and are experiencing waning immunity, according to Governor Phil Murphy, who urged residents to get their boosters. Man, these people are all drug pushers. They're on the purse strings of Big Pharma. No question. So anyone who still believes in Donald, that he's going to drain the swamp, I got bad news for you.
We will eliminate you.
He's a fucking lying con man just like all the rest of them. And there's still people that believe the Q bullshit, too. It blows my mind. And this is all before the Omicron variant, which is supposedly better at evading the protections offered by vaccines.
Omicron.
Yeah. So the bottom line is that the hospitals are filling up with people who have taken the jab. And how many people that haven't have caught it from people who shed to them? We don't know. But we do know that people that have had the shot can shed. This is it, right from Johns Hopkins University's own documents. I know I read a piece of that in one of the past shows. You could go back through the archives and take a listen. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I never wanted this to be about just commentary on news, but with everything that's going on, I felt it was probably a good idea to bring this information forward. The censorship crackdowns are continuing like crazy. So, you know, pardon me for that, but I want to bring this information to people as best I can. Oh, here we go. Again, from the Daily Fail. Here's the headline. Professor Lockdown Neil Ferguson
sucks Satan's cock.
Warns of 5,000
Omicron
deaths a day unless tighter restrictions return in a week or two as London's hospitalizations rise a third in a week. UK daily infections soar 60% to 93,000 and variant becomes dominant strain nationally.
Omicron.
Okay. Who is this guy, Professor Neil Ferguson? I reported on him almost 2 years ago, as many other researchers have done, but you ask your normie friends and family, they would have never heard of this guy. Okay, Ferguson is a fake scientist from Imperial College, which is on the payroll of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
An epidemic.
They channel him, that college lots and lots of money. And it was Ferguson's faulty computer modeling data that put the world in lockdown. Now, this guy has made predictions in the past regarding swine flu, regarding H1N1, regarding bird flu, all of them, a lot of them. And he's been wrong every time, like really wrong in his predictions. You know, I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but just for instance, with the bird flu, he predicted, say, 100,000 British people could die. In the end, it was like 200 or something like that. So he's been wrong in all his predictions over all these years. But this time, they took his false data seriously to introduce this whole destruction of the middle class, the transfer of wealth, and the lockdowns, and the poisonous jabs, and all the rest of it. He was using an old computer code, 13-year-old computer code that was designed to make predictions for influenza, not for COVID, and he refused fellow scientists to look at the data. This is a guy who violated his own lockdown mandates to go and screw his married lover. This scumbag's still walking free, too. So how is anyone going to take this guy seriously? But again, you ask your normie friends and family. You ever hear of Professor Neil Ferguson? You ever hear of Tedros Ghebreyesus? You know, this is the head of the World Health Organization. No one knows who he is. They know who Fauci and Gates are, but they never heard of Professor Neil Ferguson. And it's a name everyone should know because it's this scumbag's faulty data that caused all this, that put the wheels in motion. I'm not even going to read any more of this crap. It'll be there for you to read if you want. But that's the main gist of it, is that this lying scumbag is back warning against
Omicron.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, next piece is from New York Post. The headline, defiance of Governor Hochul's mask mandate grows as all of Long Island refuses to enforce it.
God did answer our prayers. He made them come up with a vaccine. And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say I'm vaccinated.
Suck Satan's cock.
Suck Satan's cock.
Suck Satan's cock.
Suck Satan's cock.
Article reads in part, the Democratic leaders of both Long Island counties have joined with dozens of Republican officials around the state to defy Governor Kathy Hochul's private sector mask mandate and boost the ranks of renegade county governments to nearly two-thirds the total.
God did answer our prayers.
Quote, while we will not be actively enforcing the mandate, we will respond to complaints and assist businesses with education and compliance however we can, Democratic Nassau County Executive Laura Curran told the Post on Friday. So here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Stop complying. It's awesome to see on that level, on a countywide level, that they're not going to comply. Stop listening to what the government tells you to do. Don't comply. That's the first step in this. I mean, if everybody just didn't comply, there would be no way they could enforce this. Okay, the article goes on. Hochul's controversial mandate calls on all businesses that don't require proof of vaccination against COVID to make employees, customers, and visitors wear masks indoors. Companies that don't comply face fines of up to $1,000 per violation. Among the Big Apple's five northern suburbs, only Westchester County has said it will crack down on violators, although in extremely vague and gentle terms. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, a mandate is not a law, and a mandate is only valid when both parties agree. It's a contract. So they could take their mandates and shove them up their ass.
COVID. Ring out today!
Get that vaccine. They can still kill you.
We will eliminate you.
Suck Satan's cock.
And this piece goes on. I'll post that for you at the website too, ladies and gentlemen. But that's good to see that all of Long Island is not complying with this fascist witch's demands. And more of us need to do that and stand up and just say no more. We're not taking it. Next piece I have. This is from winepressnews.com. The headline. Death shot. Medical journal The Lancet admits that many vaccine side effects are being blamed on COVID. Now, The Lancet's perhaps one of the planet's most prestigious medical journals, ladies and gentlemen. I'll read a part of this. Because of hundreds of thousands that have died from the shots in just the United States alone, along with millions who have reported all kinds of adverse reactions and side effects, the ones that have been reported, in not even factoring the untold number of people who have not officially reported this information, the WP said this would get blamed on new variants.
Omicron.
Variants that have never been proven to exist per the proper isolation process along with the supposed original strain.
Omicron.
Ring out today!
This, again, is no conspiracy, as the WP has provided more than enough evidence to show that there is no isolate for COVID-19. That's correct. No lab in the whole world has ever isolated or sterilized
COVID.
Therefore, you cannot properly test for it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying that people are not getting sick, but this alleged virus has never been isolated.
COVID.
Furthermore, the WP has explained and showed documented proof that the PCR tests are already a bad test to begin with, and they were never designed for acute illness, and even its inventors said that the test can be manipulated to find whatever it is you want it to say. The point is, the notions and narratives surrounding COVID-19 are just utter lies and ruses. Absolutely. Going back to the vaccines, I have warned for some time that these death shots would be blamed on everything else under the sun but the vaccines themselves. Absolutely, this is what we see occurring. The hospitals are now filling up with those who've been jabbed with their bioweapon.
Get that vaccine.
And nobody's putting two and two together. The healthcare professionals that are speaking out, of course, are being silenced. But now it seems the medical journal The Lancet is admitting that the adverse reactions generated by the vaccines are being mistaken for COVID symptoms, and yet they don't.
Omicron.
What do I mean by that? I mean this study was completely spun the wrong direction on purpose, as the study asserts that these adverse reactions are actually COVID, and the person who thinks it is the vaccine may just be mistaken. Hence, this is why I wanted to refresh your memory of the facts and data we already know, so there is no confusion when examining these findings of this study. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a pretty in-depth article. It goes on to really detail this. They know it. They know the shots are killing people, and they're spinning this and blaming new variants that don't exist.
Omicron.
Here's the last piece I have for you today, ladies and gentlemen. And again, just a reminder, view the show links. They'll all be posted there and on the main website, DougMichaelTruth.com. I'll put a few videos, usually some memes and comics and things like that as well. So you can take a look at all this for yourself. And actually, if you go back through all the archives over this last 21 months, the shows that David and I have done, Lenny and I are the ones I've done myself, you'd be surprised how accurate, you know, we've been. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't want to be right about any of this shit. But these globalists,
mostly Jews,
are making their moves, and they ain't going to stop. They're going to bring down the economy. I think we're going to see a lot of civil unrest. We're already seeing it across the world as more and more people are pushing back against this totalitarian takeover. But this is the calm before the storm, I think, and that in the upcoming weeks and months, we're going to see a lot of upheaval. And what I've been recommending people for the last 2 years do is prepare your mind for it, prepare your heart and your physical, and have your physical needs met as well. Get prepared. Okay, this is from Health Impact News, which has put out a ton of good information regarding this whole thing. This is from December 17th. The headline, Operation Omicron. The globalists are preparing for mass murder in the weeks ahead.
Omicron.
Operation Omicron. Reads in part, if you are among those who have not succumbed to the psychological warfare that has been inflicted upon the world through the war against the COVID-19 virus and remain unvaccinated with a healthy heart and sound mind, get ready for the next phase of this war against the virus as Operation Omicron is about to be unleashed and there are going to be massive casualties, all blamed on you and me. The unvaccinated.
Omicron.
Get that vaccine.
I represent science.
Suck Satan's cock.
The script has been written and the message has been delivered this week by the usual puppet spokespeople to the public. U.S. President Joe Biden. Yeah, quote, Omicron is here.
Omicron.
It's going to start to spread much more rapidly at the beginning of the year, and the only real protection is to get your shot. What do you have, a magic fucking crystal ball that could predict the spread of this strain that doesn't exist?
Omicron.
Fucking retarded, demented perv. We are looking at a winter of severe illness and death if you're unvaccinated. For themselves, their family, and the hospitals, they'll soon overwhelm. Yeah, go fuck yourself. From the Hill. Anthony Fauci said Thursday that the Omicron variant will likely be dominant in the U.S. in a few weeks and warned of the possibility of hospitals being overwhelmed this winter.
Omicron.
Yeah, it's going to be overwhelmed with those who are dumb enough to go and get injected with that fucking poison.
Get that vaccine.
But also there will be a surprise outbreak.
An epidemic.
Bring out today!
The Omicron variant.
Omicron.
Will assume a dominant role very soon, I would imagine, within a period of a few weeks, too, as we go into January. Fauci, the government's top infectious disease expert, said during an event hosted by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation.
But also there will be a surprise outbreak.
I represent science.
How can anyone take this lying asshole seriously? It's unbelievable. The guy flip-flops all the time. Oh, masks don't work. Where to? The shots work. And then he said, the shots are not working as advertised. Gotta get your booster.
I represent science.
And people still listen to this jackass. The masses in the public currently supporting Pfizer and Moderna by being obedient slaves and doing exactly what they are told to do have apparently now conferred profit status on people like Joe Biden and Tony Fauci since they just announced that they know exactly how this virus is going to behave within the next few weeks into the future.
Omicron.
I'm waiting for them to come out with a Decepticon variant. You know, Decepticon variant, because it transforms into all other variants?
Omicron.
You know, they could do that. They could do that, and you got a percentage of people that would just blindly believe it. Just announced today, the Charlie Brown variant. And people would believe it. They have almost completed their takeover of the U.S. hospital system by firing all the sane and ethical staff that refused the bioweapon shots and implemented COVID protocols that are actually designed to bring in great profits while reducing the population of those sick with weakened immune systems.
COVID. Bring out today!
Government's bounty on your life. Hospitals' incentive payments for COVID-19 are about $100,000 per COVID patient. As has been true in the initial campaigns of this war against the virus, the elderly will probably be targeted first since they are deemed worthless members of society by the satanic globalists.
Mostly Jews.
And they can increase their profits by reducing the number of people on Medicare and Social Security. Yeah. We're at war. I know that my regular listeners can definitely understand this, but, you know, look at the average person. They are in la-la land. But that's the situation. We're at war. And I'll leave that there, ladies and gentlemen. This article goes on. There's a lot of great information here. And I'll post it on the site for you. We'll leave it there. Thank you so much for listening with an open mind. I really, really do greatly appreciate it. And I extend my warmest wishes to you for this holiday season. Again, I hope you can be with your family, and I hope that you can enjoy yourself despite all this that's going on. I know it's Christmas Eve, and I didn't really want to do this, but in light of this information that keeps coming, I really wanted to put this out there. I hope that it finds you well. I hope that it's benefiting you to have this information. And I hope that if you know people that are sitting on the fence, please share this with them. Again, if you don't want to, I know I'm pretty abrasive, and I know I play around with the trigger board.
Omicron.
It's not for everybody, but at least check out the links that I shared and forward them to some people you know if you think that they're starting to ask questions and starting to, you know, kind of see what's going on. It might be of benefit to them. And especially if you know someone that's considering taking these poisonous injections, you know. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. I really do appreciate your time. Warmest wishes to you for the holiday season. I think Lenny and I are going to do another talk next week. We were talking about it last night. And we'll get a perspective of what's going on over there in the UK. It's pretty much the same the world over because we're dealing with the same group of people that have launched this agenda, the great totalitarian takeover. It remains to be seen how much we are going to tolerate. But again, the good news is there is pushback all over, and people are starting to say, no, we've had enough of your tyranny. And that's a good thing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much once again for listening. I really do appreciate it. I'll leave you with the usual trigger board fanfare. I hope you enjoy it. And again, best wishes for the holidays. I will talk to you soon. Until then, this is Doug Michael. Walk in peace.
COVID.
Bring out today.
Bring out today.
Bring out today.
Bring out today.
I represent science.
I represent science. But also there will be a surprise outbreak.
An epidemic.
Get that vaccine. They can still kill you.
Get that vaccine.
We will eliminate you.
Suck Satan's cock.
God did answer our prayers.
He made them come up with a vaccine. And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say I'm vaccinated.
Suck Satan's cock.
I represent science.
Get that vaccine.
Bring out today.